church that believes. I want you to go with me to the book of John, chapter 11. A few weeks ago, the Lord placed it upon my heart to bring a message out of John chapter 5 and really talk about what He wants to do in our community, what He wants to do in our town, what He wants to do in our neighborhood surrounding our church. And not only did I sense it, but many of you sensed it, that it was truly the word of the Lord, that God is beginning to lead us in this direction. And we looked at John chapter 5, where the Lord really defined ministry. Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 10, I believe it was, He says, "My Father worketh, and now I work." And what Jesus was simply meaning is this: up until this point, my Father has been going before me, working in people's lives, working in people's hearts. And now I'm just coming behind them, coming behind Him, telling the people the truth that He's already been preparing their heart to hear. And brothers and sisters, that's ministry. Ministry is simply understanding that God is already working in people's hearts, and then He opens the eyes of our heart to see where He's working. God's already at work, and He opens the eyes of our heart to see where He's working, and then He gives us a discernment to recognize how He wants to involve us in His work. I know I mentioned Zacchaeus. I mentioned him a few times, but he's really my favorite example. Jesus is walking down the street, and He's followed by a group of men, and suddenly He sees a man in a tree with a desire to see Him. And when Jesus saw Zacchaeus in the tree, what resonated in His heart is this: only my Father can put that kind of hunger in someone's heart. Only my Father can work that kind of desire in somebody's heart. John 6:63, nobody can come to me unless the Father draw him. That was Jesus' very words. No one has any interest in me. No one cares anything about me. No one desires me unless the Father draw him. So see, recognizing this in Zacchaeus' life, he says, "Zacchaeus, come down out of the tree. I need to go home to your house because I recognize my Father is working in your life." And out of his place of obedience, we see that a whole family was transformed by the power of God. Beloved, that's ministry. And I believe with all my heart, God is telling us that He's working in our town. He's working in our community. He's working around the four walls of this church in people's lives. And He really wants to cause us to see where He's working, and He wants to give us a discernment how He desires that we become involved and what He's doing in lives all around us. We looked at Acts chapter 18, verse 10, and the Lord, talking to Paul about Corinth, said, "I have much people in this city." And I believe this is what the Lord is speaking to us about our town, about our community, about the neighborhood that we're in, that He's working in people's lives that we have no idea where He's working. We have no idea what He's doing. But there are many people in our town. He is working in their lives, working in their hearts. And I really believe the Lord wants to give us a discernment. He wants to give us eyes to see what He's doing and really cause us to understand how He's calling us to get involved in this work. And I really believe this is the Lord, because since that message was preached on John chapter 5, you know, I've heard testimonies from people right here in this church that God has showed them and gave them a door of opportunity to be involved in the work that He's doing in our community. And I really believe that's a confirmation to this message. I believe as a church we are headed in the right direction. We are right on track. And this morning, along these lines, God wants to speak to our hearts about prayer. There's something on His heart. He wants to speak to us about prayer this morning. And I believe the Lord is really going to draw this church into times of prayer together. I believe with all my heart that it's not always going to be the direction the Lord's taking us. It's not always going to be about hearing sermons and making altar calls on Sundays. I believe the Lord is calling us to get outside of ourselves. We're going to hear a lot of wonderful messages, a lot of powerful altar calls. But there are going to be times God's going to to break in on the normal. And he says, we're not going to just do a sermon and altar call today. Today we're going to pray. We're going to pray for people that need prayer. And if I've learned anything, if we take care of the Lord's kingdom, he's going to take care of us. Amen. So, I just have some very simple truths that are on my heart, but I know it's from the Lord. He wants to speak to us today. I want you to look with me at John chapter 11. We're going to read verse 38 through verse 44. Verse 38 says, Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. And Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou should see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe me, that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. So here Jesus is standing with Martha and Mary at Lazarus' tomb. Lazarus is dead. He's behind the stone. And Jesus gives a word of instruction. He says, take away the stone. Now, brothers and sisters, here is what I really what's on my heart. And this is going to lead us into our message. Listen, Martha's problem wasn't that she didn't believe the stone could be rolled away. Martha's problem wasn't that she didn't believe the stone could be rolled away. Her problem was she didn't believe Jesus to do the impossible. Her problem wasn't in believing, I can gather a group of men together and we can push this stone away. That wasn't her problem. Her problem was when the stone is rolled away, Jesus can do the impossible. He can raise the dead. That was her problem. And what I would like for us to realize is that Martha could have done her part in having the stone moved away and still not believe for the impossible. She could have done her part. She could have gathered some group of men together, maybe unbelievers, Muslim, Hindus, just gather a group of men together and say, okay, let's roll the stone away. She could have done her part in rolling the stone away, but still have unbelief in her heart. Now, here's the thought that's on my mind. Listen, as a church, we can do our part. We can do our part. We can organize outreaches. We can participate in evangelism. We can go out and do street witnessing. We can go out and do our part and yet still have unbelief in our heart. The problem isn't so much in organizing and doing the work. It's the believing part. Can Jesus really raise people from the dead? Amen. We can work hard. You know, I'm sure pushing that stone away would have involved hard work. Let's put our backs against that stone and let's push that stone away. They could have done that and still had unbelief in their heart. And beloved, as a church, we can begin to work hard. We can begin to say, you know what? We need programs. We need outreaches. We need street evangelism. We need all these things. And we can really go to work. And yet still have unbelief in our heart. You see, it's not all of our outreaches and programs that are going to reach into our community and see dead people raised. It's our faith. According to John 11:40, Jesus said, did I not say unto you, if you will believe, you'll see the glory of God. You know, God will give us his mind. He'll give us wisdom in how to implement programs, how to arrange outreaches. He'll give us the strength for the work. But that in itself is not going to raise the dead. That in itself is not going to reach into the heart of our community and transform lives. It's our faith. It's our faith. You see, in this story, here is Martha's mentality. Jesus, we can move the stone. My problem isn't in believing in moving the stone. We can move the stone, but what is the use in moving the stone? We can put our backs to the stone and do all the hard work needed to push the stone away, but what is the use? When we remove the stone, the man behind the stone is still dead. And beloved, I grew up in church, and I've seen this mentality. I've seen this mentality. I've seen it. With all my heart, I've seen it. Listen, we can do the work. We can organize outreaches. We can put programs together. We can go out and fervently street with it. We can do all these things. But really, what is the use? It's only going to produce, if it produces any fruit at all, it'll just be a little fruit. What's the use? What's the use in getting out there and doing the work and doing the groundwork? I really don't believe in my heart we're going to impact our community for Christ. If we see any fruit, it's just going to be very, very, very little fruit. So what's the use in moving the stone? What's the use in putting my heart into the work? I have seen that mentality on the church. So much outreach is done out of work mentality and not a faith mentality. So much outreach in the church or from Bible schools or from anywhere, mission field. So much work is done out of a work mentality, not a faith mentality. We will reach out because this is what a church is supposed to do, but I really don't believe we can impact our community for Christ. Unbelief. Amen. You with me this morning? Amen. But here's what the Lord wants us to understand. As a church, He's calling us to the mindset of Christ. He's calling us to believe. He's calling us to believe that He can do the absolute impossible. Brothers and sisters. See, Jesus knew that He could stand among a people who were so used to burying their dead behind a stone and couldn't even dream of seeing a miracle, people being raised from the dead, and He could do the impossible. He could raise the dead. Beloved, listen, Jesus has no problem visiting an unbelieving church that is so used to seeing the deadness in their community and seeing people behind stone tombs in their neighborhood and never even crossed their mind God can come visit and totally transform lives. Jesus can come to an unbelieving congregation like that and He can do an absolute impossible. See, in this story, I see an unbelieving congregation. I see a congregation that is so used to seeing death, so used to seeing people behind sealed tombs of death. Never, just can't even begin to dream that God can visit us and totally transform my town and my community. Jesus can come among a people like that and say, I can do a miracle. I can do the impossible. And I believe that's what the Lord is wanting us to understand. He can. This Martha mentality says, you know what? I've been living next to those neighbors for years. I know my neighbors. They'll never come to church, not much less get saved. I know Mr. Green over there. I've been living by Mr. Green for 30 years now. He's never once showed an interest in Jesus. Unbelief. Or how about the unbelief in our own hearts? My breakthroughs. Lord knows I have my breakthroughs. Lord knows I have areas in my heart where I need Him to break through. Lord knows in my heart I have areas where I need Him to breathe life and raise the dead. Do you have areas? Do I have areas in my own life that we've put this caption over the tomb? Impossible. Unbelief. unbelief. This morning, the Lord's calling us to a Christ mindset. Believe. The most impossible. Believe. Understand, Jesus believed for the impossible. And it had an evidence. He believed for the impossible. And it had an evidence. Look at verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Let's just stop there. Jesus believed for the impossible. And the evidence of his belief was the way that he prayed. That was the evidence. Jesus prayed with such a faith in his heart. Father, I know when I pray, you hear my prayers. I know when I pray, you answer my prayers. The evidence was in his prayers, brothers and sisters. Listen, this morning, God is calling his people to pray. But he's not just calling us to pray. He's calling us to believing prayer. That's what he's doing. He's calling his people to believing prayer. Beloved, as a church, God is calling us to pray. And if we have a Martha mentality, what's the use? Nothing is really going to happen. I really believe that's why a lot of people don't come to prayer meetings. I'm saying that in love. I really believe that's why in the church, the least attended meeting in the church is the church prayer meeting. People just don't want to come to churches and pray. And I really believe it's because of this Martha mentality. I mean, if we really believe he was going to answer prayer, I really believe he was going to raise the dead, really believe he was going to transform lives, I believe people would come and pray. With all my heart. But it's that Martha mentality. Well, I can go pray. We can go pray, but I don't really believe it's going to change anything, much less change anyone. I don't believe people are going to come and answer the prayers and be transformed. It's that Martha mentality. Amen. Are you hearing me today? It's the Martha mentality. I really believe that's why prayer meetings aren't packed out. Because we really don't believe it's going to change anything. But beloved, the Lord is calling us to believe. I can raise the dead. Understand, this is why Jesus came. Jesus came to raise the dead. Jesus came to fill the dead with resurrection life. Jesus came to miraculously change lives. Jesus came to transform the lives of people. And if we don't believe this, and if we're not a people who fervently pray for this, and if we're not a people that expect to see this, then why are we even a church? Why are we even a church? Amen. If this story teaches us anything, it teaches us that Christ can raise the most hopeless people from the dead. Listen, Lazarus was dead. I mean, he was so dead, he hadn't breathed a single breath in 4 days. And he was stinking because rigor mortis was setting into his body. He was dead. So the thought that is on my heart is this. It doesn't matter what degree of death is working in a person's life. If they're still breathing and they're still moving, they're not too hopeless. I mean, if they're still living and they're still, I don't care if they're the most homeless of homeless people out on the street. The hardest of hearts in my neighborhood. Listen, if they're still breathing and they're walking around, they haven't reached this place of hopelessness that Lazarus was in. The Lord is saying, you need to believe me for the most hopeless people. Well, I can believe it for the most hopeless people in my neighborhood. Sure, but what about the most hopeless people in your family? Well, I don't know if I can believe for that. Martha mentality. Unbelief. Martha mentality. No. The Lord is saying here, I want you to believe for the most hopeless people. I can raise them from the dead. You know, I was working in New York in a drug program. Preached a sermon. Gave an altar call. Jesus can change your life. Jesus can transform you. And suddenly this homeless woman way in the back, I knew her, totally out of her mind. She had lost her mind years ago because of drugs. And she raised her hand and she said, can he change my life? And right there on the spot, I was caught in my unbelief. Because I was looking at her and suddenly in my mind, it was this thought. Hopeless. But you know, she got saved. And suddenly the Lord found her a home. And on her way to church, with Bible in arms, singing a song, she dropped dead. And the Lord spoke to my heart when I heard that and said, Tim, you know where she is now? She's in heaven. Don't ever, ever, ever doubt I can change your life. Amen. Beloved, I feel the Lord saying we need to take off the Martha mentality. You need to believe God for those neighbors. It's been living with you for 30 years and never showed any interest in Jesus. We need to believe that when we do pray, things are going to change. Lives will be transformed. We need to believe that when we start doing our part, whatever it is, we start rolling the stone away. The death that's behind the stone can be raised from the dead. Amen. Why can we so believe with all of our hearts that when we pray for the lost, the backslidden, the wayward, the broken, God will hear and answer our prayers? Why can we believe that? Verse 42. Look at verse 42. Jesus is praying. He said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And I really want to emphasize those words, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. In other words, why can't we believe? Because God wants to glorify His Son. That is the passion of His heart. When we pray for the lost, we pray for the bound, we pray for the broken, lives be transformed, people saved, God hears those prayers because He wants to glorify His Son. Only in Jesus is there life. Only in Jesus is there hope. Only in Jesus is there healing and deliverance. Only in Jesus can a life be transformed. Only in Jesus can we say that your past doesn't have to dictate your future. In Christ, you can be a new creation. Old things can pass away. Behold, all things can become new only in Christ. We can pray believing prayers because He wants to glorify His Son. You know, there's a Southern gospel song I really love. And it's called The Old Man Is Dead. How many of you heard it? I didn't think you did. The chorus goes like this. The man you see before you now may look the same. I may wear the same clothes and have the same old name. But you're looking on the outside. If you could see inside instead, you would see I'm a brand new man. The old man is dead. How many of you could say, that's my testimony? You know, when I think about where the Lord brought me from, I could weep. And I'm sure many of you can too. Only Jesus can change your life. Beloved, why can't we believe such believing prayers? Because God wants to glorify His Son. Only Jesus can make a new creation. Amen. Well, I want to end with this. Look with me at verse 43. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And I really love that. Jesus called him by name. Jesus was very specific. He called Lazarus by name. You know, some time ago, the Lord laid it on my heart to just start going out in the community and meeting people. He really put it on my heart to do that. So my very favorite thing to do was go to yard sales. I mean, you want to meet people, go to yard sales. If you've ever been in Grantville on a summer day, I'm telling you there is at least 30 yard sales going on. So I began to go to yard sales and meet people and talk with people. And the Lord really began to show me some needs here. Just right down the road is a couple, a Hindu couple. And me and my wife had become really good friends with them. And I'm telling you, they're Hindu. And they have three beautiful children. And in fact, their children have been here and have played soccer with our students. That was some time ago. But they're three beautiful children, wonderful children. But beloved, every time I think about those children growing up and dying and going to hell, it really breaks my heart. I mean, if I have such a love in my heart for them, I can't even begin to imagine how much love God has in his heart for them. And he wants to save them. He wants to save them. Just down the road is a homosexual couple. Two men living together. And when I was just talking with them, I really sensed in my heart the love of God for them. You know, I've been in churches and I've heard pastors make homosexual jokes, shady jokes behind the pulpit. And even as Christians, we can have prejudice in our heart. You know, I can love drug addicts. I can love alcoholics. But there's just something about homosexuals. I just find it hard to love. I'm telling you, when God says, for God so loved the world, he was talking about the darkest of dark. He was talking about the sin of sin. God wants to save them. You know, right across from the racetrack, there's a lady who lost her husband. He committed suicide. And unless God does something in her heart, she'll go to her grave in her grief. She lives in grief. About 3 miles from the school, there's a backslidden Christian who is now in a very bad relationship, ungodly relationship. Fell away from the Lord. But God's drawing her again. God's drawing her again. Amen. Beloved, I'm telling you, these are just four needs I want to put before us as a church. And this morning, can we pray believing prayers? Can we get out of the mentality of praying because that's just what Christians are supposed to do? Can we pray believing prayers? Can we pray, God, you can raise the most hopeless from the dead. There's no life you can change. There's no life you can't transform. And these are just four specific needs. He called Lazarus out by name. And these are just four specific needs that I know, I feel in my heart, God has put upon my heart for us to pray today. Listen, if you have a Martha mentality, we can pray, but what's the use? I really don't believe anything's going to change. Please ask God to break that and say, God, give me a faith to believe. Listen, if you have people in your family and they just look so hopeless and it's so hard for me to believe, ask God to break that Martha mentality off of your mind. We can pray, but what's the use? I don't think anything's going to change Martha mentality. If you have neighbors and you've known them for years, and there's nothing really in the heart, It says, God, if I pray, there's going to be a change. Ask God to break that Martha mentality off. I don't want to be a people moving stones away, but yet full of unbelief. I want to see the dead raised. How about you? Stand with me.